Mississippi lawmakers decide today whether to accept a set of modest changes in the rights of citizens to sue businesses in civil cases. The special session wrestling with the issue was called in response to criticism that Mississippi has become, quote, a magnet for liability litigation. The legislature has been in a logjam for weeks. It will likely end today if no compromise is reached. NPR's David Malpas reports that the outcome could influence what other states do on what's called tort reform.
The key players in this dispute, business versus trial lawyers, arranged media events and stepped up the rhetoric in a final exchange of volleys this week over proposed changes in business liability law. A crowd of mostly poor black citizens filled the steps of the state capitol building Wednesday. Jan Slickman was brought in to give the anti-reform rally some panache. He gained notoriety suing industrial polluters in Massachusetts and was portrayed by John Travolta in the movie A Civil Action. Slickman says efforts to limit punitive damages for intentional wrongdoing by business would allow corporations to run roughshod over the health and safety of Mississippians.
If you want to cap something, cap corporate greed. If you want to cap something, cap the harm that is being done to the families of Mississippi. But whatever you do, don't cap the rights of Mississippi families to get justice in court. Don't do that.
The day before this event, a much different demographic group of 600 turned up at a Jackson auditorium in support of change, mostly white businessmen in dark suits. They came to rub elbows with politicians like George Daly, who is carrying their message that the court system is hurting economic growth. Daly is the state insurance commissioner.
I can assure you that the insurance industry nationwide perceives that Mississippi is not a state where you can get a fair shake in the courtroom. I've met with 11 insurance companies last April at a national meeting where I attended, and that's all they wanted to talk about. If we're going to get a handle on the cost of insurance, we're going to have to get a handle on what is paid out through the civil justice system.
Business interests complain that lawsuit awards are way out of proportion to the harm done, that lawyers have too much latitude to choose favorable venues and sympathetic judges, and that juries are often uneducated.
How you doing this morning?
At a McDonald's restaurant in the north end of Jackson, business is good, but it almost came to a halt for owner Leroy Walker a few years ago after a murder on his property. A nearby house party spread into the McDonald's parking lot, and a young man was fatally shot outside. Walker was then slapped with a civil lawsuit because he didn't have security guards on duty.
I clearly did not pull the trigger. I didn't hurt any children, but I was considered negligent.
The victim's family sought $38 million in damages from Walker. Eventually, he won his case at trial after paying tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees.
The long and short of it is the trial lawyers don't really want to have it go to the jury. They want it to settle. It makes it easy for them. I just really wish that it would be changed.
700 plaintiffs are suing Joel Clements, accusing the bank he runs of requiring customers to buy unnecessary insurance on home loans. Not guilty, says the banker, but what irks him is that about 100 of those suing him had never bought life insurance from the bank. In fact, a large number weren't customers at all.
About 150 had never even done business with our bank.
The case was filed in Jones County. The bank has no office in that county, never made a loan there, and Clement says only three of the plaintiffs live there. But the county is known for high jury awards against business. Clements accuses the trial lawyers of using deceptive practices.
Apparently the attorneys would hire runners that would go into the rural communities, the churches and what have you, and ask people, you know, if they ever borrowed money from a bank, would they like to get some of their money back? The ones we talked to said, you know, we thought we paid too much interest. We were told that. But there's nothing about that in the lawsuit.
The trial lawyers have their examples of abuses, too, by businesses, including a case in the little town of Seminary, Mississippi.
Could you grab the celery out of there?
Everyone in the Scarborough household is sick. Doctors tell them they have chlordane poisoning, a chemical that was widely used to prevent termites in houses but was banned back in the 1980s.
Like I said, our baby has seizures. Our 15-year-old is doing some unusual twitching.
That's Beth Scarborough, who has six children living at home, along with her husband Cecil. What they thought was their dream home, a modest farmhouse way back in the woods, turned out to be drenched in chlordane.
Everything that they tested in our home, like the baby's bib, was on the counter in the kitchen, and it came back 6,000 parts per billion of technical chlordane. When I talked to Dr. Wagner at the EPA, he said there are no safe amounts of chlordane in clothing. So everything that was in our house, furniture, dishes, clothing, everything was highly contaminated.
So they had to abandon the house and all their possessions. But worse is the lack of money for medical specialists and the children's continuing ailments. 2 years out of the house now, and Sarah Scarborough, the oldest of the children, is just starting to resume her main interest, performing children's songs with her sisters.
Chase a whale, fooba wooba, fooba wooba, saw a snail, chase a whale, fooba wooba, John.
I lost my memory. I couldn't remember so words to songs that I had known for years. I didn't have any strength when I first got out of the house. I literally had to crawl to the bathroom one time a day because I laid on the couch and I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep. I was just exhausted and miserable.
The family has been unable to nail down legal representation, although some lawyers are talking with them. They want to sue the manufacturers of chlordane and the pesticide applicator. Beth Scarborough says that requires lots of upfront costs for independent research and expert testimony, which would have to come out of the lawyer's pocket.
We've been told that it would cost them in excess of $500,000 to $1 million to bring our case to court. And that's something that a lot of lawyers can't put that type of money out initially. It makes it real difficult.
Scarborough says if the state legislature reduces the amount of money that trial lawyers can win against big corporations, that will make it even harder for people like her to get a lawyer. Neither side in the fight over business liability law is likely to be very pleased with the proposals left on the table at the state capitol. Businesses say the reforms, if adopted today, are a step in the right direction, but pretty thin. The trial lawyers say any curbs will be a break for the rich. Whatever change is coming will likely be incremental, not monumental. David Malpas, NPR News, Jackson, Mississippi.